This is Passport to Texas. The November issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine includes stories from Hurricane Harvey, but it wasn't the original plan.
By the time we write about something, send it off to press, get it back, months can go by. So we had to really fast track this November issue and decide to remove a couple of stories. We don't have our usual travel feature in our wander list.
Editor Louie Bond says she wanted to tell the story of Harvey from the Parks and Wildlife standpoint.
We decided to forego all of the stuff that people had been seeing over and over again and just tell our own story, and that's what we did. So we told the story from the perspective of game wardens and rescuers, from those who were being rescued, and the impact, of course, on state parks, wildlife management areas, and wildlife itself.
Read about game warden Dustin Dockery, who spent days helping others as his own home was consumed by floodwaters. Hear from Parks and Wildlife photographer Earl Nottingham, who also covered Hurricanes Ike and Katrina.
And I asked him what was different about Harvey. And he said he believed that the Texas spirit had never been more present, that people would see the logo on his truck and they would pull up with boats in the back of their truck and say, where can we go? What can we do? As the crisis is happening, they didn't waste a moment.
The November issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. Our show receives funding from Ram Trucks, Guts, Glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.